Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Tzadi Aleph, Baba Basra 91a, pagination is 181. We're dealing with the topic of inflated prices for staples, for basic items, and the troubling predicament that people can possibly find themselves in. On the third wide line, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Ein Yotzemi Eretz L'chutza La'aretz. A person is not allowed to go from Eretz Yisrael to outside of Eretz Yisrael because he's going to lose out on all kinds of mitzvahs. Ela im kein, unless there was a specific relationship between the food and the price that becomes unaffordable. V'chein haya Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, one line later, Rav Shimon ben Yochai taught Elimelech machlon v'chilyon gedoli adar hayu. The men in the story of Rus, the husband of Nami and the children of Nami, they were great people. And those three men all died in the beginning of the story. Parnasei Hador Hayu, they were leaders in the generation. Umepnei ma ne'enchu, why were they punished? Mepnei shayatzu me'eretz l'chutza la'aretz. Because they went from Eretz Yisrael to outside of Eretz Yisrael in times of distress. And as the Mefarshim explained, really they were leaders and they should have stayed. And they're leaving demoralized people. And they ended up getting punished because of that. The Pasuk says, Vateyom kala ir aleyen, vatom marno hazos Naomi. When Naomi returns, there's an uproar in the city. My hazos Nami, what does it mean? Is this Nami? Rav Yitzchak, Amru, what they said was, Chazisem Nami Shayatzasa Mi Eretz L'chutza La'aretz Ma'al Sala. Did you see what happened to Nami? She left Eretz Yisrael, for outside of Eretz Yisrael. The added concept here, shirking responsibility, and such a devastating impact. But as Rashbam says, Shemafkia atzmo min ha-mitzvahs, a person who leaves Eretz Yisrael is removing certain mitzvahs from what they are doing, and within reason at all costs, we look to avoid that. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, Also, Ayom Shabbos Rusa Moavia Eretz Yisrael, that day that Nami came with Rus, Mesa Ishto Shaboaz, was the day that Boaz's wife died. Vahainu de Amri Inchi, this is the expression, Adelo Shachiv Shechva, before the death occurred, Kaima Manu Baise, the replacement is already arriving. And Rashbam says this is meant to be a philosophy that would be heartening to someone in the predicament such as Boaz, where he's lost his wife, but he should understand that Hashem has a plan, and Rus was already in waiting as the need would occur. Amar Rava bar Rav Huna Amar Rav Ivtzan ze Boaz. The person Ivtzon in the story of Shoftim is the same person as Boaz in the story of Rus. My Kamash Malon, why do I need to know this information, that he has two names, he's presented differently in two places? It's relevant because of the teaching of Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Rabba Bar Rav Huna taught us, Meya ve'eser mishtos asa Boaz Levonov. Boaz made 120 feasts for his children. The Pasuk explains that he had 30 sons and 30 daughters. That's 60 in total. And he made two feasts for each of them. And the teaching continues, Uvukulan lo zimen es manoach. And all of these 120 feasts, he did not invite Manoach. You might recognize the name Manoach as the father of Shimshon. Omar Kudna Akora, the statement that Boaz or Ivtzan made was that Manoach doesn't have any children. B'mai paroli, how will he be able to repay me if I invite him to such a meal? He doesn't have any children, and therefore he didn't invite him. Now, this needs quite a bit of contemplation. The Marsha points out that Ivtzan, Boaz, he was a big tzaddik. What does it mean? How is he going to pay it back? Also, we might ask, even if Manoach had one child, he would be able to pay it back, so to speak. But this is 120 feasts for 60 children. What does it mean one time would pay it back? But what the Mefarshim explain, different Mefarshim in different ways, but the basic idea is that the concept is really the opposite of what we're thinking. But my poroli was not that Boaz needed to be paid back. It's that he's thinking to himself, it would be very painful to Manoach to come to these festivities because he doesn't have the ability to make such a party himself and reciprocate and invite people. He's lacking in this type of simcha in his life. And therefore, coming to such a party would be painful. And what the Gemara teaches us, basically, is that this was a big mistake. Because even though Boaz is thinking he's going to be uncomfortable at the party, but actually, when a person is in such a situation, they want the friendship, they want to be included, they want to be invited. If it's painful for them, that's a pain they have to deal with. But that's not something that they want to feel rejected because of. The lesson would be, sometimes a person's making a bris for a grandson, and he knows somebody else, same age bracket, who doesn't yet have grandchildren, so he's tempted to ignore them altruistically. He's going to ignore them. But our Gemara is teaching us not to ignore. It may be difficult, it's hard, we don't flaunt, but don't forget somebody. Don't make them feel isolated. We have this with singles being invited to simchas. They're still people. They still want to be included. And if there's pain, that's something we daven, that we have the strength to move beyond, and we should have blessing. But we didn't do that. That's a pain that Hashem is doing, and our part is to remain friends and to continue to include people in our lives. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.